He heard the words grotto and Merlin. Then a third voice pierced the room.
Professor Jackson, the voice said.
And while it wasn't a loud voice, it rang with an air of understated power. James turned around to see who was speaking. Madame Delacroix was standing just inside the doorway to the room, her blind gaze hovering somewhere over everyone's heads.
I thought you might like to know that your class awaiting you. You are always such a...
She seemed to search the air for the right word.
Stickler for punctuality.
Her voice had a slow drawl that was somehow both French and Southern American. She smiled vaguely, then turned, her cane clicking the floor, and disappeared down the hall.